It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. I know a lot of farm families that have some great traditions of summer, like working in the garden together, canning the produce from the garden together, going to the summertime festivals and fairs, showing livestock at those fairs together. One thing I remember so well was Dad teaching us to care for the equipment on the farm, to get as much use out of it as possible. And Mystic Lubricants have been doing that for one generation of farmers after another. Mystic's legendary JT6 greases have found their place on many farms, specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or 3 decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your family's tradition for getting the work done. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to their website, mysticlubes.com. That's mysticlubes.com. This is Flag Day, the day that marks the official adoption of the flag of the United States. It happened on June 14th. 241 years ago, Flag Day is also a special day for the U.S. Army, the day they celebrate as their birthday. From This Week in Agribusiness, the Senate Agriculture Committee passed the Farm Bill yesterday by a vote of 20-1. Iowa's Charles Grassley was the only senator of the 21 to vote against it. The bill now goes to the full Senate for a vote not yet scheduled, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky has voiced his intentions of having the bill on the Senate floor before the 4th of July recess. And some lobbyists believe we could even see the House consider its version of the bill by then as well, pending a possible immigration vote next week in the House. That Senate bill continues much of the key programming that agriculture has depended upon in the current Farm Bill. Farm state senators point out that their bill also makes some additional improvements to the dairy program. It maintains sugar policy. It allows for a new animal disease preparedness program, and it guarantees future funding for programs important to agricultural exports. We continue to hear of bears wandering into parts of our region where you usually wouldn't find them. A 4-year-old male black bear was hit and killed on the highway near Akron, Ohio. It happened on Interstate 77. Authorities say this was a tagged black bear that had come in from Pennsylvania and that he was likely looking for love. Well, now this guy must have been convincing, the guy that walked into 2 St. Louis area Sprint stores and made off with smartphones. He said he worked for Sprint. He was wearing a Sprint jacket, told store employees he was picking up the phones needed at another store. $10,000 worth of smartphones, but now they were iPhone 10s. And with those, it doesn't take long to tally up to 10 grand. There's good news this morning from Shell Rock, Iowa. Baby McKenna is back home after 40 days in Minnesota's Mayo Clinic. Tiny McKenna is the baby hit in the head by a softball as her dad played in a game last month. And McKenna's aunt, writing in a blog, says the family's faith has been strong. And she made note of the 40 days in the hospital. 40. Aunt Laura wrote the number 40. Whether it's 40 days, 40 nights, 40 years, is mentioned in the Bible 146 times. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.